Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas plans to give $304 million in taxpayer-funded incentives to a semiconductor company in its largest city to build a huge new factory, but the project won't go forward without funds the U.S. government has promised for rebuilding the nation's chip-making capacity. Governor Laura Kelly announced Thursday Kansas has an agreement with Integra Technologies based in Wichita for a 10-year package of tax breaks and reimbursement of expenses. And the city of Liberal officially offers the position of police chief to Chester Pinkston. J.P. Bizette has more.
Pinkston, a 30-year veteran of law enforcement, began his career as a detention deputy in Reno County in 1988. He spent the last 32 years as a member of the Wichita Police Department, serving as deputy chief since 2020. The city retained a national search firm to facilitate Pinkston's hiring and expects to have the new police chief on the job within the next 30 days.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the...
for by Invite Health. Guys, if you're over 40, it's time to talk about your prostate. Do you sometimes wake up in the night to use the bathroom, feel like you need to go more than you used to, or have a weaker stream? Have you experienced issues in the bedroom? It could be an enlarged prostate. One out of four men experience prostate issues by 40, and that number increases every year. If you want less trips to the bathroom, less waking up in the night, and improvement in the bedroom, call 800-992-1743 for your free bottle of Prostate HX. Prostate HX is powered by naturally sourced, clinically proven ingredients, giving you the prostate support you need to have less urge to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. We guarantee you'll love the results. Get your free bottle. Just call 800-992-1743 to find out how. Don't wait. This free bottle offer won't last long. Call 800-992-1743 right now for your free bottle offer. Call 800-992-1743. 800-992-1743.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements and information are not a substitute for or alternative to seeking care from your health care providers.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tall grass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st of 2023. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tall grass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tall grass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23. And if you're unable to complete the survey but wish to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726. To receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, John Tester of Montana, and Maggie Hasson of New Hampshire, members of the Senate's Veterans Affairs Committee, introduced the Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act, and this legislation would expand community-based services for aging veterans, as well as improve VA support for veterans and caregivers of all ages. The Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act exemplifies Senator Elizabeth Dole's passion for supporting veterans and their caregivers by expanding access to home community-based care programs for veterans, increasing support for non-institutional care, assessing VA's caregiver and long-term care programs, and more. Senator Moran, the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, stated that Senator Elizabeth Dole represents the millions of caregivers who have worked behind the scenes to care for our nation's veterans who are impacted by advanced age or catastrophic injuries. He said caregivers help veterans maintain their independence and stay in their own homes in their own communities for as long as possible as they age. The Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act expands access to home and community-based services, and it's fitting that they name this legislation after an honorary Kansan, Elizabeth Dole, who has worked as an advocate to honor and recognize veterans and their caregivers. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team traveled to McDonald to play against Shylin on Thursday, February 2nd. Coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys lost a hard-fought game against Shylin 34-45, with Tate Talheim leading the Huskies with 16 points. The A-team boys ended the regular season with a 9-3 record and will begin the WKLL tournament next week. The Northern Valley B-team boys struggled to make shots and lost to the Cougars 8-20, with Zane Brown leading the scoring with 4 points. Another live production from Smoky Hills PBS, the Kansas Legislature, will kick off at 7 p.m. today, Friday, February 3rd, and streaming will be available on YouTube. The show airs during the legislative session, which gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. As for each show, legislators from the Smoky Hills PBS viewing area are invited to participate in the live call-in program, and viewers are encouraged to call in with their legislative questions. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said this is a great opportunity for viewers to connect with their Kansas legislators and ask questions that are important to Kansans, questions that could impact their jobs or everyday life. Joining today, February 3rd, will be Senator Rick Billinger of Goodland and Representative Adam Smith of Weskin. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the February 1st, 2023 Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to approve the January 18th City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there was one building permit presented for approval. Stacy Minson presented pictures of the progress that has been made to the property located at 304 North Archer as of December 5th of 2022. And Stacy and Elvin requested more time to continue working on the property. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to allow them to continue working on the property until September 1st of 2023 and then review the progress made, and the motion carried. On behalf of the community garden, Reva Benin stated that the garden committee decided to move forward with submitting their application for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways Grant. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve the reappointment of Mark Griffin, Veronica Monnier, Leanne Shear, Jay Bodka, and Ron Fisher to the Tourism Committee, with their terms expiring February of 2025, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that as a result of the Public Safety Committee meeting, she was working to prepare an ordinance addressing the parking at East Campus, but in order to do it correctly, she would have to change three of the five parking ordinances. In looking at the ordinances, she stated that they are a mess, so she would like permission to go ahead and clean up those ordinances while already making changes to them. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to allow city attorney to make the necessary changes and improvements to the parking ordinances, and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru stated that with the upcoming Highway 36 project, the contractor is planning to have a pre-construction meeting the first part of this month, as they're hoping to start construction in March. The city has finished their work needed for preparing the detour route. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed with the code inspector the proposed property abatements for the 2023 year. They also discussed the parking in the 600 block of North State Street, and after their discussion, the committee felt that they would like to make some revisions to the parking in that area. Gerald said starting at the north end of that block and going south, there would be a loading zone similar to what is currently there, and it would then go into handicap parking. Then, from the south end to the handicap parking to the corner of Woodsfield would be a no parking zone. Gerald also noted that in communicating what is going on regarding the changes in the 600 block of North State Street, as well as with the detour and any other upcoming information, the city is obligated to publish in the official newspaper any changes or additions to the city code. The city follows the city municipal code and state statutes when applicable, the uniform traffic code for municipalities, and the actual posted signage, all of which are available online or upon request at the city office. If there are any questions or concerns about the changes, the council is proposing to make residents go to these sources or contact the city office. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 8th, and Robert Bowman scheduled a parks committee meeting at 4 p.m. on February 9th. Ron Briery rescheduled the public works committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 13th. Ron also stated he had a resident approach him who was concerned that there is not adequate truck parking in town. After further discussion on the matter, no official action was taken. Dean Little reported the personnel committee met and discussed several items concerning the employee handbook. It was determined by the committee to have the personnel committee meetings at 4 p.m. on the last Wednesday of every month. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Gerald Jones to adopt Resolution 3-2023, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The motion carried. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the Kansas Antique Racers application for park grandstand area use. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and a motion was then made by Dean Little and seconded by Andrew Black to rescind the approval of the Kansas Antique Racers application for park grandstand use. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to donate $500 to the Norton Post Prom, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 3 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council then adjourned at 6:21 p.m. A celebration of life for Joanne Knoll, 89 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, February 4th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton, and a private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Gideon's International or the First United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Iron Insurance LLC of Norton, Kansas is stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you. Full-service insurance with friendly hometown faces. Whether you're looking for agriculture, homeowners, or auto insurance, they can help you. Stop in at 117 North Kansas or call 785-877-4016. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Iron Insurance LLC of Norton. Stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you.
Kansas.
Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi from the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in New Orleans. The Office of Management and Budget published on their website a final decision to approve the Food Safety and Inspection Service proposal to amend its regulations to define the conditions under which the labeling of products can bear voluntary statements such as product of the USA and similar statements. Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says they look forward to reviewing what USDA is going to put forward here to tackle the issues with product of the USA labeling.
You know, this is something that we petitioned them to look at back last year, 2021. Our producers have been clear about their concern over the open-ended nature of the, what it is intended to convey. It's not intended to convey the origin of the cattle. It's a designation from the facility where it was inspected and processed. We're hopeful that USDA is going to move the ball down the field and just kind of phasing that label out. It's not a label that's useful for the producer. It doesn't make our producers any money. We've had a really good conversation with USDA about voluntary labeling programs, PVP programs, true marketing labels that could add value to the carcass for those producers. We want to continue having that conversation, particularly in light of all that new packing capacity that's coming online in the form of small regional facilities that could really be a beneficial tool in marketing some of that product, really keying on the origin and a more kind of granular level, whether that's state labels or you know, more local or regional labels.
Lane reminds producers that it is a voluntary rule, and depending on the approach USDA takes on the rule, they don't have to do anything. Lane says he's heard rumors that USDA could take an approach of saying if you want to use product of the USA labeling, it has to be born, raised, and harvested, but it will still be voluntary. He says if that's the case, the label won't be used as much. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a very mild weekend coming up statewide with a warm front moving across the central plains today. Still chilly in the eastern Kansas counties this afternoon as cold high pressure hangs around a little while longer, but temperatures in the western and central counties will begin warming up today. By tomorrow, the warm front will be off to our east, allowing a statewide warm-up on our daytime highs with above-average midwinter temperatures in the 40s and 50s. With dry air moving in from the southwest, precipitation chances will stay low at least through Tuesday. Wind will be getting gusty in the western counties today and just about statewide on Saturday as that warm front crosses the region. Not as windy on Sunday. On the map heading into this afternoon, our warm front is moving into central Kansas. West of that, we have strong high pressure building in the central Rockies and a low pressure lee trough that will form in the western half of our state. High pressure over the upper Midwest will keep circulating cool air into eastern Kansas for now, but that'll change by tomorrow. We can expect sunshine through the afternoon. Our warm front will cross the state overnight, and then looking at Saturday, the trough is set up over western Kansas. We have dry air in place, so we'll get sunny skies, temperatures warming into the 40s and 50s. Sunday looks dry and mild, less wind as high pressure stabilizes over our area. The warm weather will last into Monday and Tuesday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low to mid 40s with low 20s overnight, mid 30s to low 40s north central, and mid to upper 20s for tonight's lows. Low to mid 30s northeast and mid to upper 20s overnight. Upper 40s and low 50s in the southwestern counties. Tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Mid to upper 40s south central and low 30s overnight. And for the southeast counties, upper 30s to low 40s. And tonight we're in the upper 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on select, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior